FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Today is the final day for spaza shop owners to register their businesses. Kokta last month declared a national disaster following an increase in foodborne illnesses linked to spaza shops. At least 23 children have died since September, with KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng being the hardest hit. President Cyril Ramaphosa set a 21-day deadline for vendors to register their businesses in the municipalities where they operate or face operating illegally. The deadline ends at 5 p.m. today. And President Cyril Ramaphosa says a national dialogue will be held next year to address the challenges the country has been facing for the last 15 years. He made the remarks at a Reconciliation Day event in the Western Cape yesterday. A steering committee to coordinate the national dialogue process will be appointed. Ramaphosa says the dialogue will see different sectors and communities come together to find common solutions.
Low growth and unemployment, of poverty and hunger, of poor governance, slow land reform and corruption.
The South African National Taxi Council says it is disturbed by the loss of life on the country's roads, despite intensified efforts to promote road safety. This follows the deaths of 15 people in an accident between an SUV and minibus taxi in the Eastern Cape yesterday. SANTACO's national spokesperson Machikidi Paula.
This accident is a stark reminder of the importance of road safety and the need for all road users to exercise extreme caution. We urge all South Africans to prioritize safety above all else and to exercise extreme caution when traveling.
Back in KZN, traffic officers arrested more than 10 taxi drivers for transporting passengers without permits over the weekend. 24 people were charged for various road offences during a roadblock between Harwick and Kokstad, and 7 taxis and a bus were also impounded. And abroad, a New York judge has rejected President-elect Donald Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction dismissed based on the court ruling on presidential immunity. In May, Trump was found guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records. In July, the Supreme Court ruled that presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution for official actions they take while in office. However, another judge has now found evidence presented was not related to Trump's official conduct as president. Your top story this hour. Today is the final day for spaza shop owners to register their businesses or face closure. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyalm.